This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, CEO of Best Money Moves, my financial wellness company.
And I'm Tom Fortino, the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area.
So I wanted to talk about what actually makes up a recession, because we are getting so much noise out there about the technical definition of a recession, which is, of course, two straight quarters of negative growth. And we've already had that happen. But on the other hand, the job market is still like way hot. People have cash. The spending hasn't really dropped, although we keep hearing about how it's going to drop. In fact, gas prices came down this week a bit. So if things are inching down and the stock market is trying to hang in there, we keep hearing the talk of a bear market bounce that we should prepare, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But what do you think? Like, you know, does it even matter if we're in an actual recession for what's going on with people and their retirement and their money?
Well, really, you know, we've had this discussion before, Elise. Whether it's a recession, whether it's not a recession, of course, as you said, GDP has contracted two quarters in a row, which means the economy is contracting. You know, we also are dealing with inflation in a volatile market, right? I mean, the market was up. It was down 23% at the end of June. At one point, it's bounced back about 10 or 11%. So I get it. Look, you know, there's a lot going on, and not to even mention the geopolitical. So when you're saying I'm nearing retirement, I'm in retirement, I get some of the concern and the nervousness. And so I guess their approach to this, which we always talk about, it's really to get through this, because there's always going to be these times somewhere down the road. We'll get through this. You know, maybe we'll have some calm waters, and then, you know, there's going to be things happening. You know, whether it's, we go over the last 20 years, we had the tech bubble, we had the financial crisis, we've had these issues with, again, always geopolitical issues. But the part is, what about your plan? What does your plan say? I think the way to provide maybe some confidence and clarity in this, I think that's what concerns me. I'm disheartening when people are concerned. And I think coming back to, so how do we get there? Well, part of it is the first step, which I always talk about this, because I think there is uncertainty, not just, you know, and then uncertainty in your plan. In other words, where's my income going to come from? We know the biggest concern out there, whether it's through Zeti or Allianz or any of these companies that do these surveys, outliving your income. It kind of always comes back to that. Well, why are you concerned? Well, I don't want to outlive my income. I want to make sure I save enough, whatever it is. So it's almost like that's the root cause or the root reason for people's concern, getting back to that. And so we're getting bombarded with all of these things. And so the first thing I always say is get organized. Understand what you have. Know your numbers, right? Understand what your assets are. What do you have in your investments? And so that's why I always, that asset organizer that I make available, it's on our website. Yes, we'll send it out to you, because I think you start now, all of a sudden you provide clarity. You have a financial snapshot. You're organized. You say, okay, I'm starting to understand. The next part of that, and kind of the cornerstone to your planning, is where is the income going to come from? What is your income plan? That's one of these five pillars we talk about. Where are you going to create income? And this is what's so critical about that is, when I talk about income, I want to be clear about this. It's not about how much money you have in your 401k or IRA. That's important. But income are things like Social Security. Income is pension. Income is if you use an annuity. What I mean by that is income and checks that come in every month, regardless of whether the market's up and down, regardless of what you have in your investments. This is why this is so critical. So get organized, start to create a plan. Certainly the income planning is the building block to that, or the cornerstone of your plan. And then do these other things we talk about, you know, with making sure you have an investment plan as part of it, you protect it. Those are the five pieces, but this is where I would say get the process started.
So one of the things that, you know, we do talk a lot about this stuff, and I actually went through this process over the weekend with Sam, just because, you know, like, let's see where all of our accounts are, and, you know, let's see what we have that's not in an account, and, you know, let's see what our recurring income looks like. And, you know, we've got a rental apartment, so that's, you know, we looked at our net rental income from that. We looked at, you know, I have a little teeny tiny pension from my years of being on WGN TV. you know, we both have Social Security that's going to come in, and then we've got our assets. And, you know, we were talking about this, Sam and I, because there's just, I think, a lot of, you know, confusion out there about inflation and how that's changed the picture, because really prices aren't going to come back down. So we've now have this 8.5-9% inflation, wherever it is, depending on what you're looking at. And now we're starting at a higher base point. I think that's a lot of the anxiety that's out there. People are looking at those higher numbers and thinking of them to themselves, am I always going to pay $10.99 a pound for ground beef or whatever it is? Right?
Yeah.
Or do I have to make some other changes? And then we went through the process and we looked at our expenses. And, you know, Sam knows our money to the penny. Everything is done on Quicken and QuickBooks. And he basically said, look, you know, now that the kids are gone and we've got some things, he's like, basically, I think we're going to spend this much money now to the sun burns out. He's like, per year. And, you know, there's this gap. And I thought, you know, how do you go about, you know, closing that? And I know that we talk about this all the time with annuities. We talk about it with some of the other pieces that are part of this. I want to get into this in the second half of the show, because I think this is where that anxiety comes from. I know it is for me, you know, where I just need to look at our numbers every now and again and make sure that we're on top of it, that we're saving enough, and we've got 10 more years plus to go till retirement. But for people who maybe even are there but don't have the, you know, knowledge that they've actually saved enough, and now expenses are higher and everything is going up, taxes, rent, whatever it is, I would love for you to help people figure out how to trade that down. Because if you've got all these higher expenses and debt, I think you're really going to have a tough time, you know, whenever your retirement date is.
Yeah. And so what you went, that exercise you went through, which we're talking about today, Elise, you know, when you start to see the numbers and you go through this exercise, it just, as I've used the term before, it provides clarity. And now you can start, number one, you know, planning if you need to, or say, you know, I get where I, you know where you stand, right?
Right.
And now that's so powerful. That said, if there's one takeaway from today's show, it's get to know your numbers, whether it's through your budgets and you're running up your, where your income is going to come from. You may go to SSA.gov, find out your Social Security is $65,000 between the two of you. Then you have pensions and rental income. It's interesting. Then you start adding this up, and it provides, hopefully reduces the stress level, but certainly now you have a financial snapshot and you can start to go from there. That's where it all starts.
All right. Well, we're going to pick this back up and talk about annuities coming up, because that's the next thing that can, you always talk about this. We've talked about it before, but I want to dig in a little bit on some of the reasons why people avoid even talking about it. All right. 630-934-1855 is our number. AlphaWealthGroup.com. We'll be right back in a moment with more of This Week in Wealth on 720 WGN. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink here with Tom Fortino. You can find us, and Tom particularly, at 630-934-1855, alphawealthgroup.com. Now, if you have wanted to know about annuities and you've got some questions, I think we're going to tackle that this half. So get out your paper and pencil, because this is the stuff that, you know, probably will have some detail down that you're going to want to write and take some notes. So, Tom, you know, we were talking before the break about how Sam and I added up our income and sort of the guaranteed income that we always talk about, which for us right now is Social Security and a small pension that I have from years of being on TV, and then this net rent that we have. We have a teeny mortgage on a rental property of like $40,000, not worth paying off because I think it's got an interest rate of about 2.25% right now. So, but the net rent on it, you know, we added that in. And so we knew we got to a place where we're probably a little better than half of what our expenses are right now, today's expenses. And that was very comforting because we've got, you know, as you might expect from a financial expert, we have a bunch in the bank. But we, you know, it's, how do you, there's a, you know, there's definitely a gap of, you know, whatever it is, $80,000-$90,000 a year between what we expect our expenses will be at the new higher inflationary rate, and what our we expect our income will be. And that may change a little bit, right? Because Social Security will continue to go up, and there's going to be a big jump this year and all the rest. But one of the things that you've talked about a little bit in the past, and not for a while, is, you know, building more of that guaranteed income and how annuities can really help fill the gap. And we always get a good response. People call, have a lot of questions about annuities. And I thought maybe this is a good time to talk about it again, because there are a whole bunch of myths around annuities and why people don't call you about them or call, you know, call their advisor about them. But there are some really good reasons and different types of them and things to think about. So I thought maybe you could run those down for us today.
Sure. And let me just preface this by saying I'm an investment advisor, which means we do active money management. I'm not pro or con anything. It's what makes sense for the individual and the client. And so when we talk about annuities, I'm also life insurance licensed and insurance licensed. I have been for over 25 years. But, you know, the annuity piece of it, you know, it's not that it's good or worse than, better or worse than an investment. It's just different. And so I just think the individuals deserve to know how they work instead of, right, you know, these people that may say, hey, they're not good, and people say they're not, they're really good or they're the best thing. Neither one is accurate. It's really what makes sense for you. So what can annuities do for your planning? Well, they can provide guaranteed income. They can also provide principal protection. But, you know, they've evolved quite a bit, just like a lot of things over time. So if you say, you know, I want to, and it's an investment. So, you know, you can use IRA monies, non-IRA monies, Roth IRA money, and it, you can invest it in this type of product that you own. The, what happens, though, with these is they will, can also provide a guaranteed income stream. This is just one example. But what that means is you can put money into these, and at some point, and you know, it defer it or take it very soon. It depends on when you want to. But the account value stays. So it's similar to a pension in the sense that, I just give an example. You know, if you use $500,000, I've run this before. It's an illustration, so please understand. I'm just giving you an example. And you can run it on your own. I'm more than happy to run it for you. But if there was a couple age 60 and they use $500,000 in one of these annuities, within 5 years at age 65, they could have a joint. Now, this is a joint lifetime income of over $37,000 for the rest of their life. So that is a guaranteed lifetime income. They still have the account value. And so when you think about this, is that a benefit? Well, I think it is. You know, it's like a pension. And again, to the extent you don't go through that original investment because it's still invested, guess what? That goes to your children and grandchildren. So during your lifetime, you have that guaranteed income coupled with maybe your Social Security, or in your case, at least you talk about rental income or whatever income or pensions. That's an income that's going to stay for both of your lifetimes, as well as the higher Social Security. So this is part of just that income planning piece. And hopefully, too, you also have other investments that are growing. So imagine if you can get to a point where you have the income coming in for the rest of your life, if you're married both of your lifetimes, but you also have investments there if you want to pull out $10,000 or $20,000, you know, or whatever, to do the things. You know, the check's coming in every month, right? So this is where you want to take a look at it. And as I said, you deserve to know how these work. And I'm giving you some ideas. More than happy to get more information out to you. But if this is something that, you know, appeals to you and says, yeah, I'd like to have this guaranteed income. Remember, regardless of market, regardless of your other investments, that check comes in every month. So we should understand how these work. I've never heard someone say, you know, when someone says, I have a pension, someone says, oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that.
No, I'm sorry. That doesn't work for me to have a pension. No, it's true. So the $500,000, as your example is, and it's just today, brings in $37,000. In my mind, that's about 8%, 7% return?
Yeah, the payout, right?
Yeah, on the payout.
Right. And that's the joint life.
Right. So for as long as you both shall live.
Correct. I've heard that phrase before.
Here or there. My son, the punster, would give me a kudos for that. I hope. I don't know. Yeah. But seriously, I think that's pretty helpful because, you know, people think about annuities as having a huge cost associated, right? Mm-hmm. So I've said that to you in the beginning. Annuities are expensive. And you said to me, I remember this from a year ago or more than a year ago, you were like, yeah, they've changed a lot in 20 years. Mm-hmm. Like, there's an expense associated with it, but it's not what it used to be. Is that true?
There is truth to that. I mean, you know, sometimes that's more, again, with annuities, it's like I'm going to get an annuity. It's like I'm going to go buy a car. Well, what type, you know, there's all types of different, there's different types of annuities. They have different benefits. But, yeah, the costs have come down dramatically. Variable annuities typically have higher costs, but you can get fixed annuities, indexed annuities, where their costs are pretty much zero. Now, if you have an income benefit, there's going to be a fee for that. But it's always in the absence of value, you know, what is the value you get from the expense? But, yes, the expenses have come down. And, you know, in some cases, though, all right, there might be a fee. But for that fee, I'm getting a pretty significant benefit. And you also have the opportunity to get growth in these things. So, again, it's really all about, and this has always been my belief, you know, you deserve to get all the information, understand how they work, and figure it out. See what's best for you, not someone's opinion because they said so, right? And so we need to understand these better.
Yeah, no, I think we do. And I think there's also this myth around, you know, annuities are for older, high or ultra high net worth people. Well, sure. I mean, those people are the ones investing in venture and private equity, and mm-hmm. they get access to deals that nobody else does that seem to, you know, the kind of deals that when you offer somebody a 28% return, they're like, yeah, I can do better. you're like, really? Yeah. But the rest of us mere mortals don't have access to that. But that's not the truth, right? That annuities are just for, extremely wealthy people.
No, in fact, I would say they make sense for people, again, that want, because this is guarantees, you know, the more I have in assets, the more I have available to me, you know, that market risk may not impact me as much, right?
Yeah.
But when I'm relying on, the question I ask many times is, how much of your income relies on your investments? And if it does, well, you've got a risk there. I'm not saying it's, you know, you could be aware of that, but just keep in mind, there's no number that guarantees you a certain income, right?
Right.
So we just have to be aware of that. And again, I'm an investment advisor. We do manage portfolios, but just be aware of some of these things. I want you to be informed, understand your options, and know what is the best for you.
Right. I think that's really the bottom line, is that there are so many different kinds of annuities, but there's probably something that will work for you, whether you just want to, you know that you're going to take $500,000 or $1 million and know that you're going to get, and your spouse will get for the rest of both of your lives,
sure,
you know, $60,000, $70,000 a year. Maybe that makes the difference. Maybe that's, you don't have to think about it after that. But there's certainly a lot to the whole retirement piece. Do you think we've helped people calm down a little bit today, Tom?
I hope so. I hope so. And I hope it's procrastination is a tough thing. Hopefully we've also motivated people to take action and really say, you know, I'm going to dig and I'm going to take a look and control the things I can. And that can make a huge difference. As I said, just start at that starting point of, I'm going to understand what I have, where I stand, and start to, you know, put a plan in place to get me to my goals. You may be closer than you think.
Yeah, which is really the message we want to leave you with today. So that's about it. We're all out of time again, but you can listen to past episodes at WGNradio.com. We hope you enjoy this. You can find me at bestmoneymoves.com or at Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. If you want to find Tom, though, 630-934-1855 or go to alphawealthgroup.com. We'll talk to you again next week. And until then, you're listening to 720 WGN.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.